Hi everyone, I'm here to remind you that even though crypto isn't, and no type of crypto is currently a form of money in Colombia, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay taxes on it. That's a joke. Because of this, we want to make sure that the rules for paying taxes on crypto and crypto-related activities are clear. We're taking steps to make that make things even clearer than they currently are. A few of you may have wondered, especially if you even if you have just used a crypto platform, if you are if you have to pay any taxes on the gains that you make from your investments, or if you run a platform. I don't know if representatives of the exchanges in the country are here. We would like to make sure that you know exactly what rules you have to follow. Briefly speaking, even though crypto is not legal tender in Colombia, it is considered for tax purposes an intangible asset, which basically follows the treatment that other jurisdictions give to crypto and in general to many digital assets. In Colombia, you have to fill out a tax return as a natural person. You have to declare your net worth, which is a very particular thing to the Colombian tax system. Many of you guys probably have heard the debate in Congress about taxation of your net worth, how it's calculated, and so if you're curious about this, you would basically have to tell us, to tell the tax administration the value of the crypto at the peso value that you acquired it on the day when you acquired it. You just have to tell us. There's currently no taxes on your net worth. There have been in the past, but this is only for informational purposes. And everything else is essentially capital gains taxation. If you buy crypto or other assets, right? If you buy an NFT and it increases in value, you don't have to pay any taxes until the moment when you sell it. So if you sell it, you make money on it. The difference between the price which you bought it and the price that you bought for it is the basis on which you have to pay a rate. That rate will depend on whether you have held the assets for 2 years or more. If you have held them for more than 2 years, this is the, roughly speaking, the capital gains tax. It's called ganancias ocasionales in Colombia. It's currently a 10% tax rate. If the tax reform bill that we're working on goes through, it will be at 15% of the appreciation. If you sell the asset before 2 years, then you just have to pay the ordinary rate, which is a progressive taxation scheme. It starts at 19%. At very high levels of income, it goes all the way up to 39%, which is much like what you would pay in the United States for ordinary income as well. You may have wondered, I know because I have, if you're in an exchange and you buy and sell crypto, right, maybe you're just playing around with any type of cryptocurrency you've made, and you sell it to someone, right? And if you like to think about tax issues, which some people do, you may wonder, does this pay VAT, the value-added tax, IVA in Spanish? There are activities such as exchanges that do not pay VAT. When it comes to intangible assets like crypto, then as long as they don't have an intellectual, a commercial, industrial value, so this is more like patents, right? Like if they don't have that added value, then you're not responsible for paying VAT. However, if you're selling, say, at least some sort of NFTs, there may be VAT to be paid. So especially if you're thinking of running a business that operates buying and selling crypto, NFTs, other types of digital assets, these are things that you may want to take into account. And we want to make this easy for those paying taxes, right? You have to pay them. The least we can do is make it easy for you. So we are here to help. I've given instructions to the subdirectorate in charge of norms, you know, interpreting the tax norms for specific cases and specific industries, to compile all the concepts we have issued about crypto in a single document. And but also we are here to collect the questions that you may have, and we want to issue an official concept about this. We want to do this both in Spanish and in English. We want to have clear rules for those coming from abroad to invest. And even though I think we're all excited for the closing event at 3:30, we are here to take questions. Yeah, sure.
So you were mentioning that we would have to pay taxes if I, you know, purchase a Bitcoin, let's say it goes up in price, and then sell it for fiat currency. But if I were to buy a Bitcoin and then swap it to another currency, another digital currency, let's say Ethereum, and the price was, well, technically created a taxable gain, how would I pay that tax? Would I pay it in the value of the local fiat currency? Would I pay it in one or the other intangible assets? How would you do that?
That's a great question. Because currently Ether and Bitcoin are not currently considered currency in Colombia, and you're just swapping assets, it may depend, but you would probably just have to pay the time you sold the, in your example, the Ethereum for fiat. And then I think that also raises the question of what do you do if you buy something in crypto, right? Like if you buy a house in crypto, like what would you do? How does it work? And then in that case, you would have to take into account the value at which that house is fairly valued, and the value of your asset, and then that difference would be the basis for taxation.
But you never specified whether it was first in, first out, which is if I had bought Bitcoin, and maybe I put it off to the side for long-term storage or Ethereum, whichever asset, and then later I start trading with other assets over here. So first in, first out would say that the very first purchase of the asset, Ethereum, let's say, was at $100, and now it's at $1,500. It doesn't matter, my trade's over here, it's first in, first out. Do you understand the first in, first out?
Right, yeah.
So you never specified whether there's a first in, first out rule that you have or not.
I think the what's really helpful for thinking about all of this is that for all practical effects and purposes in Colombia, crypto assets are intangible assets. So you would handle, say, inventories in the same, you would follow the current accounting rules, right? And in Colombia, I don't know what accounting rules you're most familiar with, but we wouldn't be using US GAAP, but we would be using IFRS rules for accounting. So that's what would apply in this case. I think we probably in the concept and in the document that we will post, I will post it on my Twitter account to start clarifying some of those things, but mostly to invite questions like this so that we can give you specific detailed answers.
What about the crypto you gain, like paying on services? So for example, I have an income on crypto. How
sure.
do you tax that?
Yeah, currently you can be paid in things other than fiat in Colombia, and that's already regulated, right? You could be paid So some people are paid in, or at least partly, in education for their children, right? Like their firm pays their children's tuition, or they give them access to country clubs, which have a certain value. And all those payments in basically in stuff, the same rules as for payments in income and in fiat apply. So you would basically have to tell the government what's the fair market fiat value of the crypto, and that would be the basis of the tax you pay. But you would pay exactly the same as if you were paying being paid in fiat. So suppose you work for a company that's paying you in crypto, then they pay you and you tell the government this is how many pesos this was worth, then you pay taxes on the basis of that, but then your crypto continues to gain in value. If you sell it to buy something else, then at the moment of selling it, you would pay an additional tax on those capital gains, basically, yeah. And if you found someone who was willing to sell you stuff directly for crypto, then this follows the same. There are rules and regulations in Colombia that apply to exchanges of stuff, right? Like if you trade a house for five cars, which is something that people sometimes do, you would apply the same rules in the tax code. Permutas se llama eso.
Some wallets have debit cards, if you even buy Visa or MasterCard. So how do you make a chain of taxes whenever you have a wallet that lets you save in USDC or whatever, and then spend it in retail, let's say in a cafe? I think there will be taxes along the way, but who is paying what in that chain?
So I'm sorry, the question is, you have
I don't have one, just
okay,
saying.
Yeah. More of a comment, yeah.
Hypothetically, there is a wallet with debit cards. So how do they pay taxes along the way when you have debit cards, the payment processors, and there is a crypto wallet involved?
Right. Yeah, currently, none of that. So those are things that would have to be regulated by the financial authority, the Colombian SEC, the Superintendencia Financiera. Because the regulation is still to come, you would basically not pay a lot of things that you pay in the current financial system. There's you may be aware that in Colombia there's the 4 por mil, which is like a 0.4% tax on financial transactions. That would apply only when you convert that into into fiat and into the traditional financial system. But that's a great idea to raise revenue. I'll take that one with me. I'm just kidding. Not entirely. Yeah.
What's your position about using any cryptocurrency as a collateral to have pesos or US dollars? How do you deal with it?
As a collateral, like for getting a loan or?
Yes, exactly.
This is still something that has to be regulated by the financial authority. I suppose you could sign a private contract and then you give this as a collateral as long as someone else accepts it. You could sign a contract that specifies it, right? Yeah. Right. Okay. So in the case of DeFi, yeah, we're actually, this is one of the questions that we currently want to address in detail because it's a question that we've been we're being asked a lot. So we're working on issues related to DeFi for sure.
Your office published a document like 4 months ago, the former director, regarding these taxes on crypto. That document is still Ryan, we have to apply that?
It's still in force. There were roughly 25 documents that we had published answering various questions. So what we're doing is we're compiling all of them in a single document so that you have everything in one source, but nothing has changed. We just want to make this more accessible. And like I said, some of these... you know, these questions, and more if you guys want to you know, talk to the two lawyers from the end that came here with me, we will make sure to address them. We want to give to have a comprehensive treatment of how to handle these tax issues to give you know, to give everyone more certainty and stability, and hopefully not have to pay like very expensive consultants when we can do it for free for you.
Yeah. The context of my question is because the former director said in Caracol Noticias that people that needs to declare their crypto, they have to do it from 2017, and they have to pay the multas from those years, 17, 18, 19, 20. And what do you think about that? Because the incentives are maybe not aligned, and people don't want to declare something to be a bad person and paying those multas, you know?
Right. As part of the tax reform bill that we are, you know, shepherding through Congress, we are trying to make a lot of those fines, not just for crypto specifically, but for a lot of different businesses and also just regular people, a lot more understanding of when people are not really at fault, and we want to focus on actual tax evaders. The process is still ongoing, so as I said, we welcome all feedback that you may have about the provisions that we have already included in the bill and what else could be useful. One thing that we have gotten a lot of questions about has to do with whether we will accept taxes in crypto. It's something that we as a tax administration can do if given legal authority by Congress. We can handle it. We think it's actually very interesting if a firm or if a person wants to be associated with a specific wallet or sets of wallets, because that actually, as you guys know, a lot of people still think that crypto is cryptic and that you can't trace stuff. We're actually interested in the traceability of a lot of the cryptocurrencies, and that can only be good for us as a tax administration. So we're very open to all of these proposals. Talk to your congressman or congresswoman. There's still time to introduce some provisions here.
The first one is, we've talked about a lot of taxes, right? But what's your truly vision about crypto? Like, would you be considered as a pro-crypto person, or what are you? Are you a detractor? That's one. And the other one, which is more question that I always ask, do you hold any crypto?
Do I what?
Do you hold any crypto?
I've held it, yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. I think it's a technology that's here to stay. I think it's promising. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about crypto. I think we should help everyone understand that this is a promising technology. I look forward to the forthcoming regulation that various other government agencies, or which I have no control, I should say that, will issue at some point. I think it should be sooner rather than later. I think there's one of the developments that I find most exciting is central bank issued, you know, digital currencies. I was excited, like I suppose many of you were, when the central bank announced that they are studying the issue. I think only good things can come from this industry.
Okay, I have another question. Okay. So it's more about stable coins and USDT, USDC. So if I get my pesos and always convert them into US dollars, or well, in this case, USDC or USDT, and then when I need the money back in Colombia, I transfer them back to my account, what would be the tax incentive, like implications there? Because you said, like, it's like buying dollars in una caja de cambio and then just like either spending it abroad or just having them in your house or whatever. So what would be the implications there?
Yeah, so something like USDT or other stable currencies, stable coins, they are not legal tender here or anywhere. So they are under Colombian legislation and rules, they are considered just intangible assets. So the way it would work is, say you, so suppose you buy, I don't know, you like you go through a whole process, right? You deposit some pesos into a local platform. You use it to buy Bitcoin, which then you, in a local platform, which then you transfer to a platform abroad, and you use it there to buy some USDT, and then you do some more stuff with it, and then you bring it back. The way it would work in terms of it being taxed is there's a certain amount of in pesos that you paid at the exchange rate, the official exchange rate of that day, the TRM, Tasa Representativa del Mercado. And then when you transform it back into pesos at the very end, it's the difference between the pesos you got at the very end and the peso value of the original asset. That would be the capital gains, so to speak.
You've stated your position very clearly about the crypto coins and all these coins that are natively digital. But there are also other type of tokens that represent, for example, real life assets, such as houses and other kinds of things. Is your take the same for those types of assets that have a real asset, like as an underlying value, in real life, but they're just represented digitally?
I like the technology. Look, I just run the tax administration. Like, those are issues for the for various government entities, right? Like, I think it's exciting to see how you know, ownership registries would work. How the financial regulation really is what, as we all know, is necessary for this industry to have a more solid footing. I do hope, and I know that the people involved in this understand the issue, and they're working towards making things like that possible. I think in general it's an exciting technology, and I also think that we're still trying to figure out all the possible ways in which the technology can be used. So I'm sure there's more to come, and those are good examples of what we could see. Oh, the taxation. Okay, so when you have underlying assets, in that case. Yeah, basically, the difference between the peso price when you invested and the peso price when you finally sold it, that's what will be taxed, and it will be taxed as either capital gains or ordinary income, meaning ganancias ocasionales or rentas no laborales.
You mentioned the CBDC, and there is a incentive for the tax authority to look everything that the citizens do for tax purposes in that sense. What do you think, what is your position about the privacy of the citizens? What is the balance between knowing and taxing what they do and knowing a lot more that you need to know?
I think that's a question for Colombian society to answer as a whole. I'm going to be perfect. From the point of view of the tax administration, we're interested in the traceability of transactions, especially given that the Colombian economy is so informal and so many people use cash. I think, for instance, if we could offer people a digital currency that is more convenient than cash, even safer than cash, right? Like if someone steals cash from you, there's no way of getting it back. If it's highly traceable, you may be able to know what happened to it afterwards, right? I think there are trade-offs in life, and I think it would be particularly interesting for everyone involved to have a digital currency that is not 100% anonymous, that can be traced, but that also offers extra safety beyond the safety that cash can give you. Yeah. I think my time is up, and we probably
last all question.
Want to go out there. But thank you for your questions. Alfredo and Estefania are here to collect some more of those if you we will be collecting them and publishing an official document answering them. So make sure to ask absolutely everything that you want to ask. And this is not the only yeah, like they will be happy to share contact information with you so that we can maybe set up a round table between Diane and the industry and start clarifying some of these questions. Thank you very much.